Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
The smell of brew is in the air. Supply of 40,000 beers. Matt Man and 9 on every can. The only beer if you're a man. And while you chug and crush it down, your beer glass needs a filler. For only champs can double fist the tasty P1 Pilsner.
Here we go. That's perfect. That's perfect. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:07. It is good. I wonder what Halloween is like at the zombie house. Like just a normal day.
Probably fun if, as long as you don't call him Robert Cummings.
Don't call him that. It's not his name. It's not Chig Magnet zombie either.
He's off the grid too.
Rob?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Sherry Moon.
He should feature Rick Flair on this song instead of a wow, it's a woo.
You think he just like sits around wearing some kind of cowboy hat, looks like it's covered in cigarette ashes, and that's his Halloween, just like every other day?
It's like when you get a ball cap. I always bend mine down. Some people flat bill it. Some people do that opposite flat bill where they'll...
Yeah.
What am I doing with this
duck
hat
bill?
Right now? Is that what it is?
Well, a little like...
Like a platypus.
Turned up.
Yeah, platypus. He, Rob Zombie and like Lemmy, they would wear cowboy hats where they would fold them in half. It almost looked like a soft taco.
Yeah.
But it's a cowboy hat.
Rob Zombie always looks like he just crawled out of somebody's charcoal grill.
Yeah, he does.
Like he's been sleeping down in the burn-up coals, and he just crawled out to go on stage. It was just like he just was in a fire. Not that he got burned, he just was in the ashes and the smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's probably boring to hang out with now. Like, what do you do, Rob?
Probably he probably doesn't want to talk about horror, you know?
Probably not after what he did to Halloween.
Oh, man.
Or Lords of Salem, that was a weird movie.
It was. I mean, it had to be weird because of what it was.
I'll tell you weird. Yeah. Weird was our childhood Halloweens.
Oh, yeah. The subject of episode 12.
Episode 12 of After Hours with the Rise Guys that will debut today just after the conclusion of this show. So a little after 10 a.m., it'll be up on the radio.com app, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and you can tell your smart speaker to play After Hours with the Rise Guys. At least in my house, it works.
It was it works pretty well. It was the Mill Hill Halloween special is what you'll get today.
The Mill Hill Halloween special.
Oh, man.
And how society and pop culture influenced that.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go on Amazon and order a present, nor did you have the money to. Sometimes your mama made that costume for you.
And back in the day, man, like Walmart and Kmart only had like 10 costumes to choose from. Really limited supply of those. It would be like a plastic mask and then the front, and then there was nothing on the back.
And there
the
was
back
no,
was just your clothes and a string.
There was no husky size kids.
No.
If I can... And I'm defeating the purpose because I'm looking for a husky size child's, you know, Halloween costume to go and get more candy.
Yeah.
To become even bigger the next Halloween. That's a wild thing, but I really, yesterday when we were taping it, it's pre-taped, I told Nine, I said, this was not the first one, but one of many where we never looked at the time. We just went in there and started talking. It's like, oh my God, look how long we've been talking. It's fun.
Is this a multiple parter?
No, just one. Because no, next week will be after Halloween.
Yeah, it'll be after
Halloween.
That'd
be stupid to post.
After hours with after Halloween.
I don't know if you cover it. I thought I'd throw a question in. Because, you know, there are a lot of Mill Hills in Easley. They have the tall porches.
Mm-hmm.
Big, tall steps.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a lot of that, right? There's no way you crawling up all those steps to get candy.
Depending on how level the house was. Some of them on First Avenue in Poe Mill, you would have to, it was like a, remember the old game on Price is Right?
Yo-da-doo-dee, yo-da-doo-dee,
oh, yeah. That
came
was me
last night.
As a fat clown trying to go up steps. Actually, when I was the clown, I wasn't particularly fat then. That was right before I started school.
Yeah.
And that's where the fatness really stayed with me.
The pizza was so good.
I didn't run it off anymore after that. But you will hear some stories about our childhood, and we explain what a Mill Hill is for those that aren't from around here and maybe don't know what a Mill Hill is.
Yeah, you'll get to find out. We go into pretty good detail about what that was and how it worked and how it came to be and what it's like now.
And our plans to make an actual mountain out of a Mill Hill.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do.
It'll be called Mill Hill Mountain.
Yeah, Mill Hill Mountain.
Yep, it'll be an amusement park.
We'll have Splash Country, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
I have a question just popped into my head right now. Have you ever, I'm fuzzy on some things I remember very well. Other things I completely forget and I'm fuzzy about. Have you ever heard tell of what Fat Boy was like as a kid on Halloween? Like costumes or trick-or-treat stories or anything? I mean, have you ever heard of one?
No, I've not.
Did Fat Boy trick-or-treat as a child? Or were you always just like a middle-aged man?
Oh, we trick-or-treated. It was hard for me to get to
go. Trick-or-treat.
Really?
Like, just nobody wanted to take it.
God, boy, y'all two would have been best of friends.
Yeah, I always had to ride with my buddy Brian and his mom. I always rode with them after I was about five because my parents lost interest in that stuff after I was about five.
Yeah, because the neighbor kid was older, and then he had his older friends, and I could ride with them, but they're like, we're going bag snatching, man, come on. I'm like, can't we just do it normal?
Why is it there are people giving it away actively? You just got to wait in the line and say the words.
Just do it normal. Take a pillowcase and go up off Augusta Road.
Oh, we'll see. We'd hit up those neighborhoods to go to
see
Smithfields.
That man. That's something that I've thought about. I've heard people gripe about in the past, and I lived in a neighborhood one time that was a destination trick-or-treating place, and it used to. To burn me up until I realized that we used to do the same damn thing.
Right?
We'd go to Berea to get the good stuff.
I don't have a problem with it because it's the kids in their neighborhoods, people aren't doing it much or they're not getting anything good.
Yeah.
And it's for them. I mean,
this pre-COVID, obviously.
If you're one of the people who wants to, you don't live here. So I'm like, but you don't know your neighbors that well anyway. Most of the people from the neighborhood are strangers too. I mean, if you really want to see the kids' parents' paycheck stub before you're willing to give them candy, just turn the porch light off.
I need to see their gate key for the pool before I put some candy into their thing.
Right, just turn the porch light off at that point.
Did you pay your HOA fees?
He's giving away candies. Just give it to whoever comes to the door.
And we usually,
the sooner it's gone, so you can turn the light off and go watch a movie.
Right.
And we would trick-or-treat with like a babysitter and like a whole bunch of kids. So it would be like a teenager, and then we would like go as long as we can until we had to come back and get as much candy as we possibly could.
Was she just getting away so she could hang out with her boyfriend?
Yes, you know that's
right.
That
sounds like a movie I've seen.
If I got to go, man, like maybe it was like for an hour every other year.
Yeah.
But just to whatever neighborhood was beside us.
Yeah. Wait, and, you know, Nan mentioned pillowcases. I talk about how I used just a brown grocery bag, and it was slap full. It was just full of stuff. But I tell the story. You know me and spoilers. I don't want to spoil my own show that's not even out yet.
Well, don't.
But
Just tease. Don't spoil. Just tease.
You will hear how I wanted to be, for Halloween, one of the biggest icons of the 80s. And was.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Jerry next Falwell. Year.
Jimmy Swaggart.
I did not. I have sand. But no. But the next year, I tried to be another popular icon of the 80s and was allowed to with a slight twist.
There was some controversy to Matt's childhood Halloweens, possibly.
Nightmare on 2nd Avenue.
Yep.
Something happened.
Dude, Nightmare on D Street.
Oh, Nightmare on D Street.
Yeah.
Nine love that. You'll hear Nine shame me for growing up on D Street.
I'm on a 4th and C.
He lived near C Street.
Yeah, right on the edge of it.
He really had a lot of imagination over there in the mill villages.
My bedroom was facing C Street.
No, this first... This
I look out my bedroom, all you see is C.
Wait a minute. This first street over here, Mr. Poe, what do we call it? It's the first one. The First Avenue? Yeah, what do we call it? Well, the other one's second. Let's go call that one first.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the crossing roads? Well, those would be A, B, and C. It'd be easy for these dumb former farmers who are now working in the mill for Script to be able to figure out where the hell they live.
Yep.
You'll also hear some angst from us about growing up in Mill Hills and why they're there even and all that stuff.
Yeah, you get to hear a lot of stuff.
Man. You fit all that into an hour? Because this is a lot.
I feel like when I leave out of there, I could fly home. Not because I'm high. I feel like I don't know. It's very liberating.
Mm-hmm.
I get not that we go in there and like cuss and say a bunch of bad stuff, but like, I don't know. It just feels very freeing to really say what you want to say, and I don't know why it's any different.
I want to do something.
Bend over. Come on.
Yeah.
Ew.
I want to I want to take Fat Boy trick-or-treating. I don't think he ever got to enjoy Halloween as a child. I don't think he ever got the good experience. I think we should take Fat Boy trick-or-treating. We should get him a costume, and we'll just take him trick-or-treating and let him get all the candy he wants.
You're disguising this as doing it for Fat Boy when on that very show, you said you didn't get to go out with your parents. Sorry, I got something in my eye. You didn't get to go out with your parents trick-or-treating past the age of 5.
Well, I still got to go. Just didn't have to listen to my parents, you know, complain about it or fight with each other, which was kind of nice. So I still got to go because my parents weren't interested. But I don't think Fat Boy even got like the experience I got, because at least I had like Brian's mom who would drive and go.
Yeah.
Didn't he go on the show one year? I think, didn't you go up to Parkins Mill side and go trick-or-treating? I swore you
that
did.
That was
somebody else?
Joey Diaper.
Yeah, somebody did. For Dirty Fuzz.
You drove.
I did drive.
It was the day before, the couple days before. Because we had to do it on Thursday because that was the day.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter if it was several days away. We'd have to do it on Thursday.
We had to do it on the day of. And he got some candy that day, too.
Yeah, because there was an older lady. I remember exactly where he went. He went over right off of Lawrence Road down behind the costume store. And he went up to
Parkins Mill, yeah.
And the older lady went and got the butterscotch candies.
Yep, the ones she keeps in her purse for church. You know it was.
I mean, we're in a different time. You see us walking up in the yard, we might get shot.
Well,
where's my meals? I see your wheels.
We could still take you to some trunk or treats. We get you a mask and a little costume to wear, and we'd take you to the Tribbles trunk or treat on Saturday evening.
Well, I mean, we go to those because a lot of people are canceling their treats on the streets.
Yeah.
What? Treats on the streets? I've never heard of that.
That's what they call them.
Treats on the streets? Is that similar to Boone's?
Regular trick or treating, right? Treats on the streets?
Yeah. Like when you go to the towns and get them.
Oh, okay.
I don't think kids go to neighborhoods anymore. It's either that or trunk or treat.
They just go to the really nice subdivisions.
Trunk or treats, I mean, it's all right there. You don't have to walk much.
Treats on the streets, freaking the sheets.
Hell yeah.
Never sicker.
Will you let us take you trick or treating, Fat Bo, so you can really enjoy Halloween for once?
Is it going to be just candy?
Can you go to a food court?
I mean, we'll take you to one where they'll give you mini balls of fire bottle.
Hey, Sbarro, trick or treat.
Wait.
Sbarro.
Anybody else catch me just say mini balls of fire bottle? Anybody?
Mini balls of fire bottle.
Mini balls of fire bottle. I just said that live on radio.
It's kind of redundant.
They might. It's just backwards ass. They might give you mini bottles of fireball.
I mean, if we don't have to dress up, we could do it as, hey, I'm radio's Fat Boy. Can you give me some candy?
I feel like that if the rest of the world was blind, Fat Boy would go everywhere naked. He hates clothes. He hates putting them on. He hates costumes. He hates any kind of accoutrement.
He does.
That is needed to anything other than shoes, socks, underwear, athletic shorts, and a plain tee and a stained hat.
Yep.
I mean, I might.
Great man, by the way.
I might be able to find the Arby's costume again.
Yeah, just get you a costume, man, and we'll take you to some trunk or treats on Saturday.
Listen, it's Will, nothing. You said it.
I will. I'll come get you from your house or your place there. I'll take you trick or treating.
I can meet you at an undisclosed location.
I want to take you to some trunk or treats.
He just wants to find out where you live now. You just showed your cards, Jim.
I know some bars that have some trunk or treats, and they'll give you like a can of beer and a Snicker bar, and you'd love that.
I like it.
My favorite Fat Boy costume was the piece of bacon.
Yeah, that was that was pre being able to go out and just buy a hamburger costume. Boy, you were a slice of bacon.
Was that for Halloween? He was bacon, because I know he was for the 28-hour broadcast that year.
Yeah, it was, because we were going to dress up, and I called hell because I got a bacon outfit, and I didn't dress up, you know, like completely balls into it, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And I called a little grief.
I loved it.
I was a strip of bacon.
A little grief.
Grease and grief.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to some, we'll do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, questions, comments, advice, any of that, we'll do it right after this. Yeah.
Come at, make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3
The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30. Happy Wednesday. And to the working women out there.
Yeah, it's your day.
It's your day. It's your day to shine.
Yeah, every Wednesday is Working Women's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is a clever ladies' night.
We're going to get to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I did not say a moment ago, we were talking about the Mill Hill Halloween special, that you can go ahead and text TRG to 72341. That stands for the Rise Guy.
Mm-hmm.
TRG to 72341 with message and data rate supplying. And we'll go ahead and send it to you. And then at 10 o'clock, you can hear the Mill Hill Halloween special of After Hours with the Rise Guys, episode 12.
Yep. Can't wait for you to hear it. It's good Halloween stuff. You're going to enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. It should be good.
Hey, I had something I saw that is shocking to me.
Mm. I've been told to watch my tone again. I've been overmodulating again.
Yeah, yeah, we all are.
Fat boy, ride my levels.
It's nothing we're doing.
You hear that, HR?
He said levels. Do you think more people in America believe?
I can do a good impression of you. you not in sound, but you do this thing when you're about to talk about something.
I
can't tell if you're losing confidence in it or whatever. But you're like, man, I saw something. Man.
Yep. Just one of them things.
Is this really going to rock our world?
It surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Do you think more people in America believe in ghosts or not?
I would say they do.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's almost like when you talk election stuff, hey, do you believe in ghosts? Or like, no, that stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And you pray?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You will get that real kind of like thing. Oh, Holy Ghost? We say Holy Spirit in our church. Spirits? You know, it's almost one of those things where people will become aggressive when you don't say. I would say, well, what do you believe? And then I would just go along with whatever they said.
But what if they're already doing that to you?
I believe in
I asked you first.
I've not seen them, but I believe in the energy of them.
What do you think, Fabbo? More people believe in ghosts or don't?
I'm going to say they do for sure, because all these shows, and, you know, people are just, they're bored with COVID.
And you want to.
Yeah.
You want to believe.
Yeah.
Paige, we know you believe. You're an investigator.
People want to be scared. They want to believe that there's something paranormal out there.
As it turns out, 20% of Americans say ghosts definitely don't believe. Another 19% say they probably don't believe. But 45% of all Americans say they probably do or definitely do believe. So more people believe than don't.
And that was shocking to you. Because
yeah.
You think, do you base that on the same kind of analogy as aliens? Because if you believe in ghosts and don't believe in aliens, or one or the other, or how do we know they're not the same thing?
Yeah, you know, you never know. Yeah, it surprised me. that many people believe in, that many people believe that, that well, not a majority of Americans, but more people believe than don't believe, mm-hmm. then you have about 10%, I guess, or 12% or something, the 15% maybe who are unsure, uncertain.
Yeah. I believe in it, but it's not in the traditional way. I don't think it's someone there to forewarn you of something. I think it's just the thing about the energy stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes that all four of us in the room believe in them. I saw one, so I ain't got no choice. If I didn't see one, I probably wouldn't believe in them.
And you know what?
I don't really.
Not to give you another.
Oh, yeah. The fat boy doesn't really. So 3 out of 4.
You don't believe in ghosts, fat
boy. You call me a liar for the last 18 years of my life?
I don't. I don't believe in them.
You call me a liar?
Well, yeah.
You know, that doesn't help Lynn, because I was about to say that Nine You're saying what he said, and I know how philosophical he is about stuff and how he's just very, he doesn't sugarcoat stuff. I base a little bit of that off what he saw.
Well, you know that thing we talked about watching during the break? Maybe they exist, but I don't see them. I'm not one of those people who sees ghosts.
I forget what we were talking about during the break.
Well, an episode of Unsolved Mystery. This tsunami episode, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm not one of those people who sees them, but they probably exist.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in them.
Well, you should, because I saw one. I wouldn't lie to you about that. I'd lie to you about a bunch of other stuff, man. You look great today. See, that's BS.
What?
Uh-huh.
And there just has to be. And I don't know why I say that. I'll tell you something that's kind of odd, and if you told me that I would be doing this 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, I don't know what it is, but Caitlin and I enjoy walking through historic graveyards.
I love that.
I do. Man, it's not. I don't like doing it at nighttime. Okay? I don't go there like looking to do some kind of seance. Any of that stuff? No holding hands, no burning a circle of candles or scentsies?
Definitely no holding hands.
I just like
none
to
of
go,
that. Allowed.
I like to go look at them and, like, especially the ones I said a couple weeks ago, downtown Greenville, the old historic. You'll see, like, old Greenville family names and stuff,
yes.
But then you'll see some, like, Civil War graves, and you just, I don't know. It's
take them down.
I'm not sitting there, you know, taking. Well, I took some pictures of some, but it's not the way when you hear people that go visit graveyards.
Yeah,
is. I just like to look at it as more of a historical architecture kind of thing, I guess.
But you learn about the town by going through their graveyards. If you want to learn history about any place, you go to the graveyard.
Yes.
And find out who used to live there. Yeah. What about demons? How many people you think believe in demons? Because we got a couple texts just now that say, there's no ghosts, only demons. That's truth.
See, that's where I think the parallels of aliens, ghosts, angels, and demons, and, you know, even the most, even the person out there that says no to aliens, no to this, no to that, no to that, they have that whole good vibes only mm-hmm. kind of mentality, or no bad vibes, you know. They're not talking about dildos. They're talking about vibrations and energy.
Yeah.
Bad energy in the room, you know, that kind of thing.
When it comes to demons, we're split right down the middle. 50% of people believe in them, 50% don't.
So, Paige, yes on demons and angels?
Yes.
Fat boy, this is an interesting answer.
You talking about possession, like Marlena in the 90s?
Demons existing.
That was a soap opera.
Like, I don't know what a demon is.
A demon? Is a
bad
demon.
Energy. Do you believe?
What is it? No. I just say no.
The definition of a demon is an evil spirit or devil, especially one thought to possess a person or act as a tormentor in hell, a forceful, fierce, or skillful performer of a specified activity. It's also a demon. So it'd be more the supernatural thing. Pazuzu.
No, I think you believe in it if you're religious. But
you want to hear something weird?
I wonder how many. You said it was 50-50, so I wonder if you believe in ghosts and then you're agnostic or vice versa or whatever.
So,
or not faith-based. Whatever you want to call it.
Out of the adult population of the United States, 65% of them claim to be Christian. Only 50% of Americans believe in demons. How are you a Christian who doesn't believe in demons?
You
how
can't.
How can you be a Christian not believing? This means that 15% of Christians roughly don't believe in demons?
I mean, you can. I'm not saying you can't. Well, no, but it's the kind of the irony is kind of odd.
Yeah, but I guess it'd be, since that 15% would be a way larger number, I guess, in reality. Yeah. There's a lot of Christians who don't believe in demons, apparently.
I think a lot of people also, when they think about demon possession, they think about Exorcist, not the Exorcist, but Exorcist. And they think about all these different movies and stuff. And I think they realize with any sane person, a lot of that was just mental illness. But I think a lot of it was some kind of, not even, I don't want to use the word virus because that's all played out now, but it was some kind of parasite, some kind of dark energy parasite that you cannot see.
Remember being a kid, a lot of religious people would watch The Exorcist and think about the stuff they wouldn't watch. And then they're willing to sit and watch The Exorcist with the crucifix scene and all that.
Yeah.
Again, just weird to me how they wanted, religious people when I was a kid were way into The Omen and The Exorcist.
Well,
The Omen.
I told you that there was, I think I was 14, 15. I had a pretty persistent knot on my leg.
Yeah.
And went to the doctor and he's like, hey, that doesn't look good. We need to take that off.
You're checking the wrong knot.
And it was on my leg. Well, there you go. Thank you. So right before we go in for the surgery, I went down in front of the church, and my mom had orchestrated this whole thing for all the elders of the church to come do a laying of hands on me during the church service. So there I am, laying on my side, in front of, and it's kind of odd.
Like many hands.
And they were all laying their hands on me, praying, and guess what?
Yeah, it was power of prayer.
It was benign, right? The positive is benign.
Yeah.
I didn't have any cancer or anything.
Was not malignant.
But to say, so seance, laying of hands, channeling energy, it's almost like you all kind of believe in the same thing, but because of definitions and twists of words, you don't.
And you got to crap on the other guy's thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Strange world we live in.
But you know when people say that they've seen a dark entity, it's not something that, I mean, it would have to be some sort of demonic presence, right? Yes. I mean, it's not like you're seeing an angel.
If it's that demon from Insidious, you'd laugh at him and kick him in the teeth.
What is something you believe in, Fat Boy, that most people don't? Or is there anything? You're such a, enigma, if I could call you that. If Jeff Hardy will not sue us.
Or the guy.
You really are.
I don't know, man. It's like a case-by-case basis.
What would you do without food and football?
Die. Mm.
Yeah. Wither away.
Like in an hour.
Well, you might be like really productive and into stuff.
It's wild.
I don't know. Might
have hobbies.
You're a character. You really are. You don't believe in nothing. You don't.
No.
I mean,
I don't believe in nothing. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to go nowhere. I don't like nothing.
You don't believe in banks?
Maybe not. I just don't get them. I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff I don't get.
Yeah.
But I'm stupid, though. Like
that's not.
Well, no.
No, like. When you like, I've accepted like when I get older.
Yeah,
I'm just dumb. Oh. I forgot a lot of stuff. Don't want to learn new stuff. I'm like in a dumb gray area.
But once you have your train of thought or your ideas about life, you don't care or to think about or to even ponder.
No, just kind of dismiss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people like Fat Boy. They're skeptical until they see something for themselves, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you're.
What I'm about to say sounds like an insult, but it really isn't an insult. It's kind of a blessing. Towards Fat Boy.
Okay, good.
Fat Boy, I think, doesn't want to be burdened with thinking about things.
Or if he says he does believe something, somebody might say, tell me why, and then he's like, oh, God.
And then you don't want to argue about it or debate about it. And I don't blame him there. I don't either.
I got curbside I got to get to.
Sometimes I can look at a wall, at one spot on the wall, and just stare at it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens in my head. I mean, that's not a joke. That's like a legit thing.
You're meditating and don't realize it.
Is it a bad thing?
I'm serious.
If somebody asks me what I think of something, and then I tell them what I think of something, and then try to argue with me, and I'm like, this ain't what we're doing. You asked me what I thought, and I told you, and that's the end of it.
You should just start.
I mean, I'm just
head.
Straight up being a dick about it. But you asked me what I thought, and I told you, and now I don't want to argue about it. We're done.
I don't want opinions.
Yeah. Be part of the solution, Nine.
You asked me what I thought. I didn't ask you I didn't ask you what you thought in return. I did not ask for reciprocation.
I almost told three people yesterday to pull their pants up, but I didn't.
Really?
Ah, you are getting old.
Well.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I told Miley Cyrus needs to put clothes on last week and now this.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yes, sir.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, we got to talk about some of the characters in the Borat 2 movie. Were they real or were they actors? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Everybody's seen it? I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I had a very big suspicion about a certain segment in the movie that I think was. Might have been a crisis actor.
Get a review.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty easy to tell throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll talk about Borat 2. Because the real title's too long.
Yeah, really long. Subsequent right. movie film.
A film partly right here in the Greenville.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, we'll be That's back. Headlines right. right after this. Good morning, everyone.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, the Borat 2 movie was huge over the weekend when it broke, and according to Amazon, they say that tens of millions of customers watched the movie so far.
Tens of millions?
Yeah, they were kind of vague about the whole amount of how many people watched. But
it was probably 20. If people say tens of million, it's 10.
It'd be a big-ass number for a weekend. Yeah.
20 million plus.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I don't want to give away too many spoilers if you're going to watch this, but I do want to talk about some of the characters, and they're coming out in the press talking about the movie. So there's a scene where Borat's daughter, Tutar, visits Sugar Baby for advice. And Sugar Baby is a woman who visits a sugar baby for the advice to snag a rich, older man.
Yeah.
So the woman's name is Macy Chanel, and it turns out she is actually an actress, not a professional gold digger.
The blonde influencer lady, yeah.
So she knew she was in the movie, but she didn't know it was Borat 2 until later on when a reporter asked her about Esther and was talking about the film. And she says she knew the actress playing Tutar was a character, but her instructions were to just go with it and improvise. And she added, quote, "The staff was great. And not only did I have a troublesome time not laughing, but they did too."
By the way, these 20 million people went to watch the movie, right? I mean, that's just an estimate.
Tens of, yes.
Tens of. So let's say 20 million people watched it. Do you know how much that would make if that many people went to the movies to see it? I just figured that out.
Whole lot.
$3 billion.
$180 million opening weekend.
Wow.
The equivalent of that. That was very popular, apparently.
Yeah.
Very, very popular film. Funny as hell, man.
Well, plus, when you go on Amazon Prime, it's really like the only option for like five panels down.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
It's across the board.
The top banner, and they got all those tiles for it.
How many people clicked on that movie not having a clue? Because, oh, this must be, it's not only the number one, but it's number one through five of the top movies on Prime. Let me watch it. Well, 10 seconds in, there's a ding-a-ling.
Well, what about all the stuff, too, that's in the trailers for it that you never see in the movie?
Yes.
Like the part where he's swinging a golf club and throws it, or the other stuff at the costume store. There's a lot of stuff in the trailer that's not in the movie. A whole
That'd
bunch.
That'll be on the Blu-ray, huh?
I mean, you know, when you pay a premium for it, you'll get all that stuff. I want to see what else happened around here.
It was funny, too, when the golf said, "What's the first thing I told you? Nice to meet you."
Yeah.
I would like
nice
to see
meet you. Yes.
A behind-the-scenes video of them traveling through the upstate and their point of view and what they saw and what they were saying.
I bet they weren't saying much because I bet he's always in character.
Probably has to stay in it.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise you'll lose it.
So another actor who was great in the film was the woman who was hired to play Borat's 15-year-old daughter. She says she feels betrayed by the film, and she comes across as some awesome lady in the film. And she was actually told that she believed that she was a real person, and the daughter was involved in some kind of sex trade, that she was working for women's rights. So she wasn't.
I don't
told,
believe that.
She was told a different story, and
I'm not saying I don't believe you're saying that, but I don't believe that happened. These people realize there's a camera there. It's not a hidden camera. It's moving around now. They're probably told, "Hey, there's this family from." They probably don't even say Kazakhstan, because quite frankly, before Borat, did a lot of people even know that was a real country? So hey, they're here from Kazakhstan. They're becoming Americans. We're doing a little doc on it, you know?
Yeah.
They don't have to say it's Borat 2, but they're well aware there's a camera there. They just think this guy has broken English or, you know, doesn't understand when he says, "Hey, get off on 85. He doesn't mean a little bit of that. He means take a ramp.
Oh, man, that's too bad about the really nice babysitter lady feeling betrayed by the movie.
No, stay over there now. I'm going to get you ball and chain.
Yeah, like, 6 feet. Stop right there. Stop.
All of it's a bit, but, you know, it's funny.
It's funny as hell. The fertility dance is what really got me.
Oh, my gosh, that was great.
The part that I thought was a bit, in a way, was the two guys that he hung out with.
Oh, that was for sure.
There's I cannot believe. No, the song.
It was
the song.
We know these people. I mean, you know people just like that.
Yeah, but like, you know, as far as like, you know, here's what's good, rehearsed, like, here's what's going on.
But that, you know, people just like that in reality.
The performance, though. See, there again, we have to wait like 1 year before we can fully talk about details about this. But there's, you remember the concert part?
Yeah.
So let's say we're in a band and, and Mark Hendricks is a lead singer.
Yeah.
And we're there, we're ready to play, and all of a sudden Mark Hendricks doesn't come up, but there's some other guy we don't know. Are we just going to play along with him and just, no?
Well, for something like that, what if they just, you can hire some local musicians and make a band. You don't have, I mean, you know, you don't have a band. You can just hire some guys, and they'll come and they'll play just like that. I mean, I see musicians do it all the time, just hire a drummer for a weekend because they need one. They need somebody to fill in for them. And they just find somebody, and they just come play.
It was less awkward to watch because, you know, the whole thing was like, okay, it's just a bit.
It was. Did you watch it alone?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why it was less awkward to watch. Watch that with a woman when they're doing the fertility dance.
Oh,
and
so
you don't
funny.
Know if you can laugh or not.
Of course.
Because
I could not laugh. That'd be impossible.
I know, but like, man.
I was on the floor.
Like, is it get that bad? That's crazy.
Oh, no. I mean, I hope not. That was just, I couldn't imagine being in that situation. And every woman cringes when that happens to her. But that is the worst case scenario I have ever seen. So it was funny.
Whoever
to me.
Did the makeup on that movie, just based on that scene alone, should get a major motion picture award.
It was Tom Savini did that.
Hmm.
Right up his alley.
Really?
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have some music that you probably have not heard yet. We have a band from Spartanburg, South Carolina, one of the spots from Borat 2, and a band from Detroit, Michigan.
Wow. Rock City.
Wow. Yeah, Detroit Rock City.
Man, okay. We're all the way to the middle of the country.
Yeah. So we'll do the Brutally Honest Music Review, and my mama Mary will be on with us just after that. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Whether you work in a lab, on the lawn, or as a legal assistant, we know you all wake up with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.